Republican-aligned state groups raise record $53.1 million overall, $9.8 million in Q2. By Jacob Bliss on July 12, 2022. The Republican State Leadership Committee, RSLC, and its strategic policy partner, the State Government Leadership Foundation, SGLF, announced a combined $53.1 million raised in the 2021 to 2022 election cycle and $9.8 million from April through June of 2022. The two Republican-aligned state groups combined $53.1 million raised in the 2021 to 2022 election cycle outpaced their 2019 to 2020 fundraising numbers by 51% when they raised $18 million. The RSLC and SGLF touted their total amount raised as 78% of the $68 million total haul from the last cycle. RSLC President D. Duncan said, "With their wagons hitched to President Biden's failed record of soaring inflation, record gas prices, surging crime, and indoctrination in our schools, state Democrats know that the only way they can beat back a Republican wave in November is by kicking their national liberal money machine into overdrive to spend their way out of a political peril, but the RSLC won't let it happen." The press release noted the RSLC's digital fundraising program is continuing to break records. The RSLC raised 55% more in the second quarter of 2022 than in the combined second quarter of 2021. In the most recent fundraising quarter, they raised $2.3 million just from online donations and received 15,218 new donors, with an average online donation of $25.58. "While we are ecstatic about the record pace of our fundraising so far this cycle, we're determined to keep pushing our efforts to the limit, so we have the resources needed to stay on offense and hold Democrats accountable for their being in lockstep with Biden's disastrous leadership," Duncan added. The RSLC helps candidates and helps elect Republican state legislators, lieutenant governors, secretaries of state, agriculture officials, and state judges across the country. During a recent interview with Breitbart News Saturday, RSLC's communications director Andrew Romeo explained that Republicans across the country are emboldened by polling data pointing to a red wave across the country, even in traditionally blue states. He said their recent polling data showed it is a bad time to be a Democrat anywhere right now, adding, "It's a bad time to be a Democrat running for office because voters right now are just basically allergic to Democrat control. They don't like what they're seeing out of Democrat-controlled Washington. And they certainly don't like what they're seeing in Democrat-controlled states. Voters also know that it's because of Democrats in the states that have pursued the same policies. Their base state Democrats are mimicking Joe Biden's radical liberal agenda, and voters are catching on to that," Romeo said. "So what they're saying is, we want to send people to our state legislatures that kind of serve as the last one is an offense against these radical Biden policies. And give us a chance to kind of weather the storm that Biden's created with the national economy." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.